What's good, everybody? It's your man, The Voice, bringing you this week's timeout. This is where we take a step back and assess the game of life, looking to God for strategies to bring us true success. This week's thought, bound by perception. There are two sayings about the same topic that contradict each other. Seeing is believing, and looks can be deceiving. The second is how many pitchers find success in baseball. Curveballs, sliders, and knuckleballs are all thrown to confuse the batter, causing them to think that the ball is going one way when it will end up in a totally different place. In football, both offenses and defenses show certain lineups to cause you to think that they're running one play only to change things. The Philly Special was one of the best executions of a misdirection, and it was done on the biggest stage possible. The enemy shows you a good time, but doesn't show you the pain, addiction, heartbreak, disease, poverty, and bondage that comes along with the pleasure. He gets you so focused on the perceived gain that you miss the astronomical interest that comes with it. Adam and Eve, Samson, Judas, Ananias, and Sapphira are all biblical examples of short-sighted people who traded a moment of pleasure for life-altering pain. You may have heard that a relationship with Christ takes faith, but what does that look like? If you can see it, that's not faith. If someone is in the kitchen cooking for the house, you don't need faith to believe that a meal will be provided for you. Your bills are due on the 15th. You know you have a check coming on the 5th that will cover your bills and your living expenses. That doesn't require faith. Faith is the widow of Zarephath giving her last meal, believing that her resources will multiply until the famine is over. Faith is guys saying, "Speak the word, and my servant will be healed," to Jesus. Faith is the Hebrew boys believing in God's ability to deliver whether he did or did not. Faith flies in the face of perception. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is the evidence required to prove what is unseen." Faith is trusting in what God says. This is why he said to Thomas, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing." His death on the cross may not have looked like victory, but it was. His death provided victory for mankind, delivering us from the punishment we so rightly deserve. So here's the play. Faith goes beyond what you perceive. It's believing that God's word is true. Trust that what he says will happen, regardless of the way that things look. It's your man, The Voice, with this week's time out. Happy Resurrection Sunday to all. It's time to get back in the game of life. Until next week, ready, break.